Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, argument.
You told me you love me.
All the things I said, I never meant. No, baby, I didn't mean to make you cry. I didn't mean to make you say bye-bye.
From your hand, sorry that I want you. For Real the Poet. Happy Saturday night. Pre-Valentine's Day love, y'all. Shout out to everybody at Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is where you be. Once again, happy Saturday night. Light a candle. If you're by yourself, light a candle. You know? Enjoy life. Let's raise our glass, you know? In the name of love, start with ourselves, y'all. Like I say, this is your boy, For Real the Poet, and I'm up in here chilling. I'm just chilling. I was in the mood for some music, some poetry. So I decided to come up in here and make things happen. Have a drink. What am I drinking tonight? What am I drinking tonight? I'm drinking some Smirnoff Ice, y'all. Screwdriver. It's like a mango flavor type thing. It's very creamy. Caramel, it says. I'm going to try that out as the music playing. Probably get some writing in. You know. Got the thoughts swirling. You know, strawberry chocolate covered strawberries all on my mind. What you doing tonight? If you have some poetry that you like to share, some thoughts, some well wishes, whatever, press 1 and join me up in here, you know. In the meantime, we're going to be playing some music. And And we will be chilling, chillaxing. Go check this out.
My heart. We share a love that will never die. And it feels, and it feels so good to be a part of you. Yeah, baby, I feel our love more each day. And every night I say, this is heaven. I know I can feel it so in my baby,
this must be heaven.
More than I can see. You know, girl, you know.
This must be heaven.
Don't you ever leave me alone.
This must be heaven.
No, no.
Valentine's Day to warm up those fluids, those love juices, you know what I'm saying? This is your boy For Real the Poet, and you're at Epiphany Radio. This is just Let's Chill. This is Let's Chill, y'all, and that's what it's all about. I got my little drink on. I do have some chocolate, but it's not like Valentine's Day chocolate. But I guess chocolate is chocolate. You know what I'm saying? If it looks like a duck, if it barks like a duck, it must be a duck, right? So once again, we're just chilling with some music up in here, some poetry. And if you like to share a piece, just press one on a thing and we'll get you up in here. I'd like to send that last song out to a friend that goes by the name of Adrian Shower, who's a lover of music and can appreciate the old school. That good old-fashioned grown-up music. You know what I'm saying? So I want to send that out to Miss Shaw, a.k.a. Miss V.I. to the P, y'all. Ah, loves you, baby. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Got another old school hit for y'all. I want y'all to groove, sit back and groove to you. And I'm going to bring a poet in shortly. But in the meantime, hey, chill with this.
The kids. Hey, what it do, what it do, what it do. If you enjoyed that, I feel that we dropped on a limb on this night, y'all. Happy Valentine's Day to yourself. Enjoy the chocolate and the beverages, y'all. Take your socks off and enjoy. Just chill with us. Let's chill at Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet, the next stage in online radio.
I don't know if y'all heard me or not.
Yeah.
I was talking to the wrong mic. Y'all got too many mics up in here. Yeah, I'm still going on. Okay, here, y'all just don't understand that the vibrational pull against love, I'm going to say, is strong. Because there's a lot of hate and misfortune out there, those that are against it. But you know what? Love always prevails all the time. We're going to get some gonna get some poetry up in here. Anything, y'all? Having a little bit of technical difficulty. In the meantime, let's open up the line and whatnot. Hello,
hello. Hey, what's up, For Real? How you doing?
How you doing, Miss Pearly? How are you?
I'm doing. Good to hear you.
Hey, same here. You know, I got all kinds of stuff jumping off, Miss Pearly. I got alarms
yes,
going
do.
Off.
You got echoes and
I got echoes. Girl.
Yes.
I don't even understand. I'm so confused personally myself. Hold on. Give me a little bit. Okay, let me see if that'll work. Yeah, that was microphone one. I was talking to the wrong one just a minute ago. I have to keep two mics at hand because you never know what can happen. But anyway, how are you doing tonight?
I'm chilling. I had a little, you know, I went to a wedding the other night. Ooh, that echo is back. Oh, Lord. Ooh. Okay. I went to a wedding Sunday night. And it was really, really nice. Kind of a long ceremony, but it was nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was the participants in the wedding?
Okay, my son was the best man, and the couple getting married. Well, the groom, he was one of my one of the kids that my kids grew up with. And it really made me emotional to see how he's grown into the man that he is and to be getting married off, getting his own. It was beautiful.
That's always a beautiful thing, the celebration of togetherness, you know?
Absolutely. What I was saying, though, I had... they had these little vials of liquor all over the table. You know, the little gift thing that they tie up in the little bag for you to take home. And I grabbed, I think, about six or four of them. And I just decided to open one up and taste it. And it's like this little pineapple coconut mixture of liquor. It's really good.
Oh, really? And
yeah,
you had about four or five
pleasant.
Of them?
No, I still have them. I only opened up one and tried it for the first time tonight.
Oh, my. Well, you know what? Get yourself some ice. Put it on some ice and join me up in here.
If I had some ice, I would. But it's okay. It's all right. Plus, I got some wine. I don't think I want the liquor alcohol. I think I'll just sip on the wine instead. How about that? Is that all right?
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine with me. That's what I'm doing. Some wine, some something smooth. Nothing too heavy. I don't want to be all inebriated and things like that. I just want to chill.
Uh-huh.
I just want to chill.
Absolutely.
Speaking of chill, you have some poetry you like to lay up on us?
I do. I have a piece here. I tweaked it a little bit, but I think I spit it the other night. I'm not sure, but I'm gonna do it again tonight. It's still kind of like an echo, though. I can still hear myself.
Let me hear your voice.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, but it's not as bad as it was. Oh, yes, it is. There it is again.
That may be coming from all. That may be coming from the other. You might want to try to call back.
All right, well, I'll do that. Okay. I'll hang up and call back in. All right, I'm going to do that now.
All righty. While we wait for the beautiful Miss Pearly to call back in, y'all, what I want to do here is she will be back on. Give it a few minutes. Miss VIP, I see you, baby. See you in the building. Hope the first ball has stayed. Let me just try this one more time. Hello, Miss Pearly.
I'm here. Echo again. You know what? Yep.
Well, look. Let me mute myself over here. This might be blog talk. Let me know if you can hear.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That sounds better. It's clear. So I'm going to go on here with this piece. This is called Tender Mercies and Gentle Expectations. Dear future husband, if ever you wonder how it was possible that we met, about you, and they put my shoulders under your tears. But let me tell you a story before I let you claim a side of the bed. I had to fade to black because I fell in love with someone who couldn't love me back. Telling myself I can still fantasize until I get past it. How could I get out of fantasizing? Questioning how much can a heart take when levels of love's energy fluctuates? I left because in the space where he was my yes, I was only his maybe. And my kind of love can't survive in uncertainty. So I wake evergreen to every grand rising, still in possession of being open to love, and even though something in me died when I took a loss, I remain grateful for being broken. Because as I pieced myself back together, I recognized what every part of me was in each of those pieces I held. So now I know who I am. I stopped letting my gifts and talent, they were strangers to me, with a heart full of lessons, not regrets. I've reset, taking charge of my challenges within. Stop crying over spilled milk and reject, and grew into somebody I could respect. No longer searching for real love, I am real love. So I don't hide inside myself anymore. I allow myself to be seen in the brightest light. You see, happiness is your birthright, but sometimes you have to die to feel alive again. And that's that piece.
Beautiful piece, Miss Pearlie. I like when you said happiness is your birthright.
Absolutely.
Sure, you're right. Sure, sometimes you have to die. What was that line?
Sometimes you have to die to feel alive again.
Hey, nothing like a rebirth, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, that was beautiful. Yeah. I want to thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you for allowing me to share it.
No problem. I want you to stay right there. Just mute yourself, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
As we move along, I need you to flow with me, okay?
All right. I got you.
All right, love. I want you to feel this right here.
Give you your flowers and some champagne showers, order shrimp and lobster towers, but it's me that gets the power. Ooh, what you do, I'm empowered, you give me a superpower, together the world could be ours. You put me up on the counter, instantly a thunder showers, gone for a couple hours. We finish, take a shower. Nobody. All these niggas full of shit. It's just a homie once they hit. Felt like giving up on love. These niggas almost made me quit. Then I met you. When I met you, I knew this was it. I've never been in love like this. A love like us. I pray for it on my knees. Every night for some hours. And out now, and out. I could do this for hours. Look at you for hours, making love to you for hours, laying on your chest for hours, telling you jokes for hours, holding you close for hours, in house, now.
And talk to you for hours.
Yeah.
I like that. Miss Pearlie.
Forgot I muted myself.
Uh-huh. What you doing, Miss Pearlie?
I'm enjoying the sounds. Yeah, I like that song. I like that version of it too. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, there's so many different versions of it. There's one. It's one that's a little bit more soulful. That goes in a little bit more. That I really enjoy. I just, because of the state of my mind right now, I couldn't find out which one it was. I just played one of them. No, but I love
well,
that.
That's
all
right.
I love that.
Let me do this. It'll work. Piece.
Yes, yes, yes. I want to do this piece for you.
Oh, okay.
Talk about the many times that I have pondered this one wish, that one wish that if I had just one wish. I believe this was a prompt of ours. I don't want to do this. What is the title? Well, thank you, Miss Pearly.
You're welcome.
Wow, many times I've pondered this one wish. If I had just one wish, I'd wish that the world could be ours. For hours I've questioned this, soaking in champagne baths and showers, giving you your flowers. Rose petals, leaving trails that lead us both to pleasure's tower. Ooh, Pearly, unclothed us both, heated and hot on the inside. Our souls spent eternity being devoured by tsunamic waves of passions washing over ours, permeating steam while we're recreating this world that's ours, pausing to enjoy the sensations of each and every volcanic eruption, erupting hot lava, cascading brown skin, heaving cause this shit is sensual, it's soothing. Meet to meet, we meet for hours. You give me superpowers. What's yours is mine for a moment in time. The hands of time rewind. We make love for hours. And ours, we jetty the distant planets. We've ridden the Milky Way, sun-bathed on Venus, parlayed on a shade of Uranus, dipping in and out of the multiverse. We've body-surfed the universe, entangled completely and utterly mangled, lips physically intertwined cosmically, altered vines. We re-ripen time orgasmically. For a moment in time, for a moment in time, recreating a world that is ours. Love is the plateau we seek, and as we reach its peak, we holding each other tenderly, worn out from these loving moments, we spend the rest of eternity locked in, kissing. In a world where if I had just one wish, one wish, one wish, I'd rub that genie's magic lamp. My wish would be a kiss, a kiss, a kiss. A spent weekend with those lips, a weekend spent with those lips. If I had just one kiss, we'd be kissing for hours. And hours and hours. That's that piece.
Wow. All right, you caught me off guard with that.
Yeah.
That was dope, though. You know, for real, you got a way of reading your pieces. You are surely a performer and entertainer. I'm trying to find my way to reach that level, but it's a pleasure. It's always a treat to hear you spit. It really is, because we know we're gonna get a character, regardless of what it is that you say you're gonna spit. We know we're gonna get entertained, and that was dope. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sister Pearl. I appreciate that. You know, anything over 20 proof will get you there.
Okay. I hear that.
You know. Yeah. I'm starting to feel
I ain't
a little
trying to mess with that.
Yeah. I'm starting to feel it. Well, you know what? I want to get back into some flow. And then we're going to bring back in just another poet to shower us on this pre-Valentine's Day. All right, so hold tight, everybody, and enjoy this.
Okay.
Baby, let me marry you. Show you all the love that you deserve. Promise you always come first, yeah. Forget about your past, baby. I'm your future, I ain't nothing like your last, baby. Show you things you never had, baby. Show you things you never had, yeah. I will never hurt you. Do anything to make you cry. I will always love you. Even when I'm hurt, I still apologize. Cause you were my baby. Why? Cause you were my baby. When you smiled, I knew right away that my love for you never changed. Can't find this feeling away. I know you're scared, baby. Trust me, I'm here, I won't disappear, baby. Let your guard down, come and take a chance with me. Yeah, come and take a chance with me. I will never hurt you. Do anything to make you cry. I will always love you. Even when I'm right, I still apologize. Why? Cause you were my baby.
Right there, Miss Pearly.
Yes, I do too. I remember when I was told about that song, and the first time I heard it, I was like, okay, I'm putting this in my playlist. That's a nice joint. That's really sweet.
Yeah, I'm glad you put it in yours so that you can, you know, stop dipping in my playlist for a little bit there.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
I figured that. I figured that. So we're going to go to the lines again. We got a house DJ up in here. It goes by the name of Miss VIP. What it do, Sister VIP?
Well, hello. Diva. How are you? Hey, Diva.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Happy Valentine's Day to you, boo.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you that on Monday, okay?
Yeah. So how's your night? How's your night? How are you feeling?
Oh, it's wonderful, and the music is so good.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. You have to excuse me. I was just taking a pop of that thing.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
It tastes better the second time around. Yes, and the music, I love the music. I love music, period. I decided to come off with some older flavor, you
mm-hmm.
know. You know, that's going to always be in my repertoire.
Yeah.
Old school. R&B, that real soulful stuff that that always had meaning more than just I want to take it to my bed. It had a way of saying things. It had a way of expressing love. that was just a little different mm-hmm. than today. You know, it's not so much mm-hmm. about the beat. It's about the message mm-hmm. within the words. You know, the music always accentuates it and punctuates it, you know. Uh-huh. But it's more grown up. It's more said in a grown up type fashion. That's just my take on it, you know. But music is music. Everything evolves, you know. And I would like to think and hope that it would be for the better. You know, anything that is for the better.
Oh, yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's universal. Everywhere you go, anywhere mm-hmm. you can travel to, music speaks to every soul, every entity, every bit
yes.
of energy.
Hey. Speaking of universal, mm-hmm. poetry is universal as well. Poetry has been blowing up this past couple of years, you know, coming out to the forefront where it should be, you know, because spoken word, I mean, who are we without speaking words, communicating with each other through, you know, this rhythmic vibration, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of rhythmic vibration and spoken word, Ms. VIP, do you have any
yes.
words that you'd like to share with us with your sexy self?
I do.
Do you now?
And I'm going to dedicate this one to you. How about
that? Oh, I would love. I appreciate that dedication. It warms my heart. It titillates me, if that's a word I could
oh,
use.
That is.
Yes. I've never used it in that sense.
This piece is called Love Letter.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I realized I never wrote you a love letter. I love writing. You know I love you. You're my breath of fresh air. You are my words when I can't utter them. My eyes reflect what I feel. I wear my heart on my sleeve. All you have to do is look. I'm an open book. Yet being down this road a time or two, I still believe in love, and I want you. It cost me to put myself out there, to have someone see me for me, someone to care. My record speaks for itself, how courageous I am to take another chance at the idea of a true romance, a real relationship, the idiosyncrasies, insecurities, the getting to know each other. Hoping you're the calm to my storm, the light in the dark hours. What I desire most is total reciprocity. What I give you, you give me. I just want what I wanted all my life, my one, my special person, all my life should be. So I'm writing you this love letter, all that I have and all that I am, and all my love is yours, and it's that peace.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so wow. much for that dedication. That was beautiful.
Thank
I see
you
dipped into the big word bag up in there. You said that word there, and I know y'all want me to repeat it. I know y'all do. And you know what the word is.
I don't know.
Y'all know what the word is. I know Miss Pearlie knows what the word is. I'm trying not
to
repeat
tell
it.
Tell me. What's the word? What's the word?
I feel a need to. Okay. Oh, Jesus, I had it right on the tip of my tongue. Wait a minute. Oh, Jesus. Nope. Y'all not going to get me again this year.
The word.
You know the word. You know what word she said, Miss Pearlie.
Okay.
I had it. I'm going to say it. What's the name? Porosity.
Oh, reciprocity? Okay.
Reciprocity? Okay.
You got to stop saying that. I'm going to stop pushing my buttons. That's an inside thing, y'all. You have to excuse us over here. We throw these words out here. And I remember that word because it triggered me somehow. It pulled a trigger in me. Miss VIP, that was beautiful, though. Thank you for thinking of me.
It was,
I love you.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for the dedication.
Well, you know, it was, when I play songs like that, I think of certain people. When I play a certain song, I think of a certain person. A certain era of music, I'm reminded of you, because we could share that. We share in that and loving that vibration from that era. And it makes me think of other people. It makes me think of some other people as well that don't.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to say no names, but the station manager is one of them. Okay. They always like to give you a hard time when you dip into that bag of old school love songs. You know, they always put you down.
I know,
but I'll be
right?
like, girl, what you want?
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, so look, if you want to hang out with us right here, baby girl, just mute yourself, okay?
All right, darling. All right.
We're going to continue to chill.
That's the stuff.
Once again, and thank you, baby love.
You're welcome.
All right. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're just chilling right here tonight, you know, pre-Valentine's Day. It's a Saturday night. It's chill. Not too much going on, you know, some music, some poetry. Just chilling. No pressure on anybody to spit a piece. But if you would like to spit a piece and share some poetry, any genre, there's no theme. We're playing a lot of romantic music and stuff like that, but that's not the theme. That's just what I want to hear, feel like hearing. You know, so if you have poetry, whatever type it is, if you like to share it, if you just like to press one to say hello, to you know, gab it up with us, talk some smack or whatever it is. It's Saturday night. Who's doing something? Okay. We right here. So it's obvious that we want to be here. So you can just press one just to say hello. No pressure, y'all. Baby, baby. We'll see y'all right after this. Press that one.
Darling, you see me. I know Thank you. miracle, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul who snapped my control. Such a funny thing, but every time I'm near you, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. Music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you. Change me your slave. Come and do with me only thing that you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. See heaven in your eyes. Bright as stars that shine up above you in the clear blue skies. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you, baby. Come here, don't have no fear. Oh, is there wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? So tell me why. Stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go talking out of my head again. Oh baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. There's a cloud up above us. Go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together would do the hurricane. Oh my baby, won't you please let me love you and get a release from this awful misery.
What is all this talk about love in me, my sweet? I am not afraid, not anymore, not like before. And be, come on and please pull yourself together, good to do with every soul. My heart's on fire, come on and take me, I'll be what you make me, my darling, my sweet.
Oh, pretty baby, you make me feel so good. Let me take you by the hand. Come, let us visit out there in that land. Maybe there we can find a good place to keep a loving state of mind. I'm so crazy about love, never knowing what love's all about. James Moon, you come on in, man. You can blow now if you want to.
I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. Suddenly when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Wow. She will never know how much I truly loved her. I didn't know until the stars told me so. The moon and its glow lit candles. She will never know. I didn't, but a broken heart told me so. When the world I was standing in with her stopped spinning, when the birds refused to sing those beautiful songs, when the sky took away its rainbows, I should have known. But I didn't, until it was all gone. I didn't know. Thought takes place in the heart. Sometimes I think too much. But how could I with this broken heart? See, she will never know. I didn't know. Love. Once the feelings that I was feeling went numb, love's touch no longer held on, no longer in my grip. I'd lost it, love's fingertips, her hands lost its softness. See, along sits this life lifeless, stranded in an abandoned forest. The grass once green, the sky the brightest blues, now browned and grayed without you. Rough ends, terrible. I wish that I knew sooner. Gray are the clouds now without you. She will never know. She will never know. She'll never know. And I'm glad that I never told her so. Shit, worth more than just words as far as emotions go. They run deep. They flow like streams within this river that is me. But she will never know how much I loved her. See, 'cause she left before our favorite song ended. There was so much left to be sang. Happiness, togetherness. Melancholy pains, rains, the many droplets, blood-stained droplets on a white shag carpet where we once laid. Our songs played on repeat on an old 45 record scratch, echoing at the part of the song where shit got fucked up and skipped. She will never know, skip. She will never know, skip. She will never know, skip. How much I loved her. She will never get to see this middle finger or the piss I pissed on the dress she left. She will never know. She will never know. She will never know that this poem is dedicated to her. She will never know. Welcome back to Let's Chill. What it do, everybody? What it do, Miss Pearly?
Yo.
Miss VIP. What it do, y'all?
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
How you feeling? Light a candle. Accept yourself.
Yeah. Man, that piece. Every time I hear it, I get something more from it. Because it starts off as... You still long for her, you miss her, but there is a feeling of discontent from her leaving, and because of that, she'll never know. You'll never let her know. She isn't allowed there in that space. I like that piece.
Oh, listen to you, girl, getting it and everything like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I see that. Definitely. Yeah.
Hey, that's that piece. That's that piece. Thank you for that dissertation. I like that. And you was really head on with that. You know, I'm listening to myself spit that piece, and I'm thinking, where was I at in my head? I mean, I kind of know, I kind of remember, but some pieces are just pieces. They don't have to be factual, your actual life. But
right.
I tell you, yeah, a bit of that was. But I was thinking of this part, though. Like, truly, a person knows how you feel about them. I mean, they know. Either they with it or they play with it. They play along or they play on. You know what I'm saying? But I kind of felt like in that piece, I really didn't tell her. I was kind of glad that I didn't tell her or go so deep within it, within, you know, emotionally how I felt, you know, as something that she missed out on. But what I did show her was enough love that should have kept her, you know. You know what I'm saying? Can you relate to what I'm saying? Because if you're that, if you walk in that spirit all the time, then it's nothing that you have to put on. But sometimes you will be in a relationship and you wish that you held back on certain things, didn't put it up in the forefront. You know,
absolutely.
And that was one of the times when I had learned from previous stuff not to give my all out front like that. But what I did give and what she was shown was that, but I didn't put my heart all the way out there. I didn't, like, just set myself up, so to speak. So I was kind of happy in a sense. And you was right. Everything else you said was correct. You know, yeah, there was love there. Mm-hmm. There was some bitterness there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely get it. Some people, see, what I had to learn was when you recognize that person you love, fiber of your being, is mm-hmm. not always worthy of being exposed to that much of you. You know, you can't open that door to that side of your world to them because they bring chaos into it, and you don't need to be completely knocked off balance. Mm-hmm.
Right,
I get
correct,
it.
Correct. So, you know, I just enjoy, I get a kick out of spitting pieces that really touch me, that showcases emotion, where emotion is, anger where anger is, happiness where happiness should be placed within that piece. I like pieces that make me go there. To share emotions, you know, put them where they should be in that piece when you're spitting them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. That's just me. Let me see if our sister back in here. Miss VIP?
Yes?
What it do, baby love?
I'm here, baby.
Okay, we were talking about the piece I just did. If you could relate to it, if you heard it.
Oh, yes, I did. And, of course, it is outstanding. And I relate ever so well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
The big mistake is you give your all too soon, all one time, or whatever it is, and it backfires. That is a lesson learned, my dear.
Yeah, it's nothing like it, you know. And we were talking about how sometimes we put too much of ourselves out in the
mm-hmm.
relationship before
yep.
we know that it's true and stuff like that, you know.
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you can relate to that. I'm going to ask you ladies to share a piece when we come back after this cut, so find something saucy. Sure, baby.
Uh-oh.
You got me?
All right.
I got you.
We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Sometimes I wish you knew, but I disguise the truth. I say I'm happy, but I'm still stuck on nuts. Does your mind play this game too? Think about me and you. I guess I'll just pretend until it all makes sense. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make it seem. But I can't make it seem. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make it seem. But I can't make it seem. Like I want you. You. Even if it's true. Even if it's true, guess it's overdue. Tell me your point of view. Tell me, am I to blame? You're so good with change. A table set for two. You got me waiting, but you ain't coming through. Try to stay patient, but gotta face the truth. See you face to face. I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make it seem. See you face to face. I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make it seem. Even if it's true, there's no reason to believe I'll save us now. But if you really love me, say it now. Why is it so hard to figure out? I need you every day, believe me when I say it.
I'm up in here with my sisters of Epiphany, Miss VI to the P, and Miss Pearly El Negras. And we up in here chilling, y'all. What's up, ladies?
Hey, hi. Baby.
Honey, yes, take your sock off, y'all, and your shoes, too.
Yeah.
If you take your socks off, please take your shoes off, too, y'all, because if you're taking your socks off, with your feet still on. I'd like to know how you're doing it. You know what I'm saying?
I want to know how you do that, too.
Yeah, how you do that. Well, ladies, once again, happy Valentine's Day, pre-Valentine's Day. You know, from your boy for real. So, I'm interested to see what you ladies have pulled up. I don't want to hear any excuses. Excuses are useless. Mm-hmm. And you're going to start with Miss VI to the P. Miss VI to the P, are you ready to take this mic?
I guess so.
Yes, I guess so. That's why I said I want no excuses, because I knew I would get that from you. Baby, baby.
All right.
The mic is yours.
All right. This piece is called Triggered. I saw something the other day that triggered me in a certain way. All of my emotions, sensations from our situationship came from this clip. I began to trip and reminisce how you had my body in every position I could think of. And of my own volition, I fell. Fell into the abyss of carnal bliss. So caught up, I was willing to do anything to have you kiss me, hold me, do me until I was raw, and then I still wanted it. Wanted you to love me, at least care deeply for me. Triggered by the moans and expletives coming from your mouth, making me look at us, making me scream. Once in a while, I'll hear you speak, "Where's my sugar?" And for a moment, I feel a little weak. My body faintly feels you now, and though I moved on, even forgave, I was triggered. Triggered so bad I wanted to call. Then I remembered, you never loved me at all. That shit hurt so bad, but you'll never know that. I was triggered, and that I'll take to my grave. That's that piece.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Miss Pearly, that was saucy.
It was.
You said that, yeah, well, you said in the piece, I'm not going to say, well, you said, but you did say it. But in your piece, it was stated that the person wanted to be done until they were raw. That's some hearty love making. It feels good at the time, but you feel the pain later on type stuff. You know, wanted the skin rubbed off. And you said some other stuff in there. I blanked out because my eyes crossed and it hurt it, my nose. It felt good at the time, though, when I heard you say it. You know what I mean? That was dope, though. That was dope. Miss Pearly, what do you think of that?
Yes. I loved it. I loved it. I was there.
You was there when it went down?
No. Oh, can I finish what I was saying? I'm saying, you know, in certain, I hear poets spit, in between the lines, I'm there because I've experienced similar situations and positions under certain circumstances. And I understood what she was saying. I was feeling that. I really, really liked that piece. I really did.
Miss VIP, let me get a run back on the part where you spoke about positions.
Oh.
Yeah, I need to hear that one more again.
Oh, my. Okay. I'll try and get that for you. You're funny. Okay. I began to trip and reminisce how you had my body in every position I could think of. And of my own volition, I fell.
Oh, wow. In every position that you could think of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
He had them in every one of the positions that you could think of?
Yes, absolutely.
Was there any that you couldn't think of?
No.
I'm just saying, I mean, is there room for more?
Could have been. Could have been.
I'm just curious. I mean, I'm listening. I'm into that thing right there, like that. All right, I ain't gonna pick on you. I ain't gonna dig too deep because we always have Miss Pearly. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I liked that. I loved it though. I loved it, Miss Pearly. Are you ready to take this mic and do what you like with it?
I am.
Well, it's yours.
Thank you. Called The Poetic Blueprint. Let's make poetry with our bodies. Scribe what you taste with the tip of your tongue running over my chocolate mounds and deep within the crevices of my hidden pleasure zones. Let me hear you call my name as I blow your flame, pulling vital nutrients of protein from you. Oh, how we ride the wave of euphoria on the mixes of juicy salivations and silken waters, giving in to temptation and creating similes with kisses guided by awakening sensations. I need to feel your heartbeat and soul inside of me. So let's light the fire of the sapien in us and increase the flame to release the beast of commanding lust and unbridled passion that must be satisfied. Adjust my attitude with your commands and make me remember your name. Let my energy play your favorite melody up and down your spine as the sweat of our scent leaves an imprint throughout the tangled sheets. You're my favorite flavor, but I know you favor the flavor of mahogany. Close your eyes and plunge into my ever essence and bathe in my overflow. You see, unbeknownst to you, I am that dream come true for you. And may happen if only you believe in deja vu. You know I'm the fix for your compulsion. So satisfy your palate till your heart's delighted. Now let me taste us off your tongue, because we so rightfully deserve to know how good we taste in this combined ride of our need for only what can be satisfied by us until satiated. And that's that piece.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Miss VIP, what did you think of that there?
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let us taste us.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Now that was sensual, not falsy, but sensual.
Thank
lovely
you.
Piece, Diva. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you right now. That piece just gave me hemorrhoids from gripping my grippers.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, well, wait a minute. It gave you hemorrhoids from what?
Yes. From gripping my grippers. From the.
Oh, my.
You was talking. You talking about Ms. VIP piece, talking about you read between the lines. You said there's something about the. Lord Jesus, where do I begin? Fluid was drained from someone. I'm trying to find nice ways to say that. Fluid was drained from someone.
I don't think
someone.
There's a nice way to say that.
There's another way to say it.
I said. Okay, I said, let me hear you call my name. I blow your flame, pulling vital nutrients of protein from you. That's what I said. Thank you.
Yeah, I love
that. That was
the
polite way of saying it.
I think that was the polite way of saying it. That was the polite way of saying it. I love that though, because it paints a picture without saying or being vulgar with it. And
right,
it makes it,
exactly.
It makes it beautiful. Mm-hmm. The metaphor for let me blow your flame, your flame of all things, you know. and drain you of your vital fluids. You know what I mean? I wish somebody would tell me that in the midst of the situation.
let me pull vital nutrients.
Oh, nutrients as well.
From you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
So if a young lady happened to call you up and whisper in the phone, can I pull vital nutrients or protein from you? How would you?
Wow, what? I would call her a Lyft. I wouldn't go pick her up because I want to stay naked. I want to be naked when she gets here. So, you know, I would call her a Lyft, hack, or whatever, what's the other thing, Uber? Yeah.
Same thing, all the same.
I mean, those things are appreciated being heard. Yeah, I have no other word for this piece right here because it's getting me in trouble. I'm trying to be a little PG here.
you have to change up the verbiage instead of being explicit all the time.
That's true. You know? I like the verbiage. I love the verbiage that you use. The verbiage that you use almost was more sensual than hearing it in vulgarity, using vulgarity.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Almost, when you say, okay, you might hear in discussions a lot of times, how do I break this down? How some women, and not all, I'm just saying, no, don't put me in the Me Too category, but some women show so much flesh
mm-hmm.
In the clothes they wear versus a woman that is sexy, covered up somehow,
mm-hmm.
Beyonce versus Janet Jackson type thing or something like that, where a woman can mm-hmm. cover up and not show so much and is still so sexy.
Mm-hmm.
It leaves room for the imagination.
Right.
For
right.
your imagination to wander. But yet there's the other woman that's showing you most of her vital parts. And, you know, I'm not saying anything wrong with her or anything like that. But I'm just saying the example. That is
difference.
An example. So when you're writing a piece using the words, metaphors, and things of that nature to deliver your piece versus straight out vulgarity and the P word, the D word, and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, to each his own. But it takes a little bit more creativity to formulate a piece like that, construct a piece like that, you know, so it's appreciated. And it shows the skill set, the level, the intellect, all those things of the person, of the author that wrote that, you know?
Thank you.
Hey.
Yeah.
If anyone would like to get into the discussion, press 1 on your handset to be heard, to speak, to spit a piece, to ask a question, to say hello, to send out a shout out to a loved one. We are heard worldwide, not just here in America. We are heard worldwide on many different platforms. If you want to send that loved one a Valentine's shout out, then take the recorded program and send it to them. Hey, press 1 to get you up in here. We've been having some issues up in here. So I don't know if you pressed 1 and wanted to be heard. If you're having difficulty, inbox me, For Real the Poet, author Larry D. Maddox, or one of my people, and we'll get you up in here. You know what I'm saying? So, this VIP, did you speak on her piece? I think you spoke first.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, sweetie. I did.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just making sure because, you know, I got kind of lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
I got kind of lost in the thought. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with divine inspiration. Let's check him out.
All right.
Divine inspiration. Mr. Divine Inspiration, what are you doing? What's going on now?
I guess it would help to unmute my phone.
Yes, I did.
So I was just listening to the program cleaning, and I'm doing laundry, scrubbing floors. I was going hell.
Always doing something.
Yeah, you ain't want to share one of them saucy pieces with for the ladies on Lady Night, man.
Lord.
What?
Lord. This is why.
Come on, Paulie.
Oh Lord.
Pull that piece out, Paulie. Stop bull essing around. That's why I opened your mic.
Mhm. All right, I got this one. It's called Just Right. Whenever you're ready.
Hey, the mic is yours.
The mic is yours.
Why, thank y'all. I'm trapped in, be defined. Can't be acknowledged and can't be ignored. The stuff of wet dreams and memories, so hot they steam. A special place that is where a mixed utopia is redeemed. A secret affair with someone who is in my heart permanently. Despite the limitations and times that I feel that it is not what can fulfill me completely. Or does it? I do know that they make me feel like no other has been able to do. Despite our ups and downs, I do believe their love is true. And I appreciate and value how it all grew. This is a love that has survived heartbreak and many a fight. Caused tears to flow on some nights and caused my heart to palpitate, arteries to dilate, knees to quake. In reality, this is a love that for me is just right. The times that we've survived, the aspects of what we have that have died and been revived, the things we now experience where once they had been denied, for me are just right. Others may not understand, may not agree that what we have is beneficial for me, and that sometimes those same thoughts come to me. And with all that taken into account, in this, my opinion is the only one that really counts. And I have wrestled with it for many, many nights. When all is said and done, I must confess, with me and for me, what we have is just right. The imperfection of what we share is perfect. The yin to my yang is quite right. At times it makes me sang just because you make me happy and not because you have done anything. Yes, ours may be viewed as questionable or perhaps even taboo problem because nary one does not make me feel like you do. And whether or not it is questionable or taboo can only effectively and honestly be answered by me and you. And this I will vehemently stand upon tonight. And that is what we have formed over time has grown, is growing, and I believe will continue to evolve just right. And that's that piece.
Yo. Hey, Paul, you kind of went in up in that thing right there, bro.
I just set my two together one night.
Yeah, that was kind of nasty.
Type of way.
Mm-hmm. I heard all the subliminals, Paul. Some of them were appreciated. The other ones gave me visuals. Speaking of the visual, could you read the line where you spoke about your arteries being dilated?
Why would I know the death? Oh, Lord. Well, what'd I do with it? Okay, here it is. All right. Where are we?
Keep going it vehemently.
I
was stuck on the wet dream myself.
Yeah. I don't know how to take this piece.
Okay, let's get that line, Paul.
This is a love that has survived heartbreak and many a fight. caused tears to flow on some nights, and has caused my heart to palpitate, arteries to dilate, and knees to quake. In reality, this is a love that for me is just right.
Yeah, that paints a picture, Paul. Arteries to dilate and knees to quake.
Get lightheaded and
eye crossing and stuff like that. And yes, and I'm with the lady right there. You kind of got me right there with the wet dream thing. It made me think. I was like, when was the last time or the first time I had one? Jesus. Let's ask the lady, when was the last time they had a wet dream? Do women have wet dreams?
If we absolutely do.
I'm sure we do.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I've had them. Yeah.
What?
Me too.
I mean, okay. All right, no, I'm just confused. Your voices got me thrown off a little bit. I thought Paul said that. I don't want to hear that from my pastor. You know what I'm saying? But, ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Paul on the line, y'all. You know what I mean? No, we messing with you, but we messing with you and all. But that was a very. You wrote that almost in a riddle. You had us dissolving that bit by bit. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
The whole thing was metaphorically written because you was very descriptive. But we got it. Being adults, we understood. You could have said that around a kid. They would have kept on playing their little PlayStation or whatever, not even picking up what you were talking about. But we picked up what you were putting down, bro. I appreciate it. Ms. VIP, speak your piece.
I loved it, quiet as kept. And the visuals were very, they were very vivid. So, you know me, I loved it.
And that's it right. Ain't nothing like vivid visuals.
Yes.
Ms. Pearly.
Yeah, they do have a certain... I felt for you in this piece, Paul, because that kind of love can be somewhat toxic, but it's not for anybody else to understand but you and that entity that you are in it with. So I got it.
I see.
It was a little explicit, but I got it at the same time. It made sense. I think we've all had that kind of relationship where people don't get it. It seems like it makes no sense, but to only the ones that are in it and experiencing it, you know, it's just right for them. So it wouldn't be for anybody else to understand. So I got it. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Not used to that from you, but I liked it. I definitely got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I liked it most of the nasty parts.
There you go.
I'm glad Dave is not here tonight.
Oh, he's here, but he ain't on the line.
Oh, Lord.
We'll hear about it later, though.
Yes, I will.
For sure.
Oh, Lord. He gonna tell me. He gonna tell me I can hear him now. Well, you should have put this word in that place and that word in this place.
You should have cussed.
I know, right?
You might as well, Paul. You might as well. Hey.
The encouragement. With thought.
Hey, well, thank you for hanging out with us, Paul. Paul stays busy, everybody. Paul, you want to tell everybody what you got going on? Do you have a show tomorrow, Paul, or is you counseling for Super Bowl Sunday?
Absolutely not. I can't stand up and compete with a lot of things, but I'm not going to try to compete with the Super Bowl.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Well, let me ask you, who will you be rooting for? I know the Eagles are not playing, but still, you know, there's somebody we
Neither
hope
one.
Win.
Neither
you
one.
Don't care.
Like you said, the Eagles aren't playing, so I care less.
Wow.
It could be a tie, and I wouldn't care.
Oh, God.
You got me choking. Got me choking. Well, I ride with the underdog. I'm an underdog kind of guy. So I feel as though that the Bengals are being treated like underdogs. So I always root for, you know, the small guy and hope that he prevails, you know, like David and Goliath type of story. And so I'm looking for
say that they're going with the Bengals.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just different this year. Football is different this year. It was a whole different season. A lot of new, or I want to say a lot of new teams are in the forefront right now. The same old ones that have been going to the playoffs and the Super Bowl, they've been knocked off, and I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these are these superstar teams that are now in there. So that makes it a little, you know, different as well. But I just hope it's a good game, not a blowout. You know, one of those boring Super Bowls.
These represent.
Yeah, make it worth the fight. Because I'm gonna tell you, I was talking to Ms. VIP about the Pro Bowl through chat one day. I was like, I felt like it was a waste of my time to watch it because, you know, when it's football and I can't slow down my heart. I want to see from football, not no pity pat and that soft stuff. It was, you know, I didn't like the Pro Bowl.
But you want to know something for real? The playoffs were the best games I've seen in years. Those are some good games.
They were. That last week of football, that was
football. It was amazing. That was some real stuff.
Yes, so that was real football. That was some hard, that was some good game. All those games were great. And then you sit there and you watch the Pro Bowl and you're like, what the hell is this? You know, they need to do something different with it. You know, just make it a competition. Who could throw the ball the farthest or some old crazy stuff. But if you're going to fake football, I don't want to watch that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, Paul, so we'll see you the following Sunday at the Inspiration Factory, 9:00 p.m. Eastern Time, for some, what's the words that you use? Family-friendly poetry.
Profanity-free poetry.
Profanity-free.
And some spiritual healing. If you want that, if you're about that, if you have some spoken word poetry, some of a spiritual realm or some healing, and you know, you want to bring it over there. You're uplifting. There you go. Encouraging. Bring that on Sunday nights at 9:00 p.m. every Sunday,
and
except for tomorrow. You know?
Yeah. And if you're going through something, you just need prayer. Come on through.
They definitely will pray for you 2 or 3 times. Some people need it. And also, I was going to say something about holy water, but I'm going to leave that alone. Doing this each and every Sunday at the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson and Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. And if they do a great job over there.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. We have fun. And, you know, you can have fun in the Lord.
Do you
get the streets and everything else all the time that we do. You can give him a few hours.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, true.
That's right.
And before you know
it's
a few more hours. And a few more hours.
Uh-oh.
And in those hours, find yourself doing right and doing better. It's a win-win situation. Come on through, take your socks off, pull your pen out, and just say, fellowship.
Okay, Paul, you sound like you're trying to get us to pass the cup around, so we're going to get you up out of here.
Well, I was just around Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving, what's that holiday, Valentine's Day, you know, so the collection wouldn't be unwarranted.
Lord, not the collection plate. Lord, Paul.
I mean, we'll take the kind that jingles, but we like the kind that folds.
I think we may need to take up a collection, Paul, because there's a lot of broken hearts out there, man. There's a lot of folks that don't get to really truly celebrate this holiday called Valentine's Day, known for love, you know, known for, you know, say a lot of red hearts, chocolate, flowers, things like that, lovers, couples, things like that, you know. So we should take up a collection so that we could purchase those chocolates for those individuals celebrating. But listen, y'all, by yourself, all to your own, celebrate love, the love that you have. You know what I'm saying?
You can't love nobody else if you don't love you first.
That's true.
There you have it. There you have it. So, look, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I'm glad y'all joined us up in this joint. It ain't over, but we're going to, you know, we're going to reset the atmosphere and let us vibe along for a little bit. Paul, you can stay where you're at. You can just mute yourself, man. I know you're doing some cleaning. I know how you get down. So, you know, for you to sit still this long, it's probably hurting your knees.
You know what? I shouldn't even say this because this is just giving y'all more ammunition, but I'm sitting here and my foot is just a-rocking.
I know it is. It got to go. I can feel it. I see your kneecaps shaking. They just shaking like hubcaps.
But I was successful. I did it.
Yeah. Well, you do your thing, man. Hey, get back to your cleaning, man. Hey, listen, y'all. We're going to be right back after this.
All right, I ain't going nowhere.
What you say, Paul?
I said, I'm not going anywhere.
All righty, then. I ain't mean to cut you off, but I'm going to cut you off this time. Baby, baby.
Bye.
Looking for your sound in someone else's house, but no one sings the same way. I look for peace of mind in someone else's eyes. Guess love is really blinding me, and I can't find a reason to replace the feeling that you left behind. I tried. I wish I could tell you I don't wanna be with somebody else new. Honestly, I wish I never met you, 'cause you left me broken. Now my heart won't open for anyone. Remembering the times when you and I would hide, no one else would find that funny, and only you would know I'm better with you in it shows. Because the way you loved me, and I can't find a reason to replace the feeling that you left behind. I tried. I wish I could tell you I don't wanna be with somebody else. I
She woke me, came to me in a dream, opened the door that I was closing when she said that she dug me, woken me a part of me that was dying, dead man sleeping, love no longer seeking. He just wanted to rest from all that love mess. He was closing the door, had no vision of any new beginnings, only visual glimpses of old bad endings. He vows now that forever he shall remain alone. Love's stepchild, all that sappy love stuff gone, right up until the alarm clock went off. Damn it. Now she didn't just kiss the inner parts of me. No, she didn't. Thought I told Cupid to stay the hell away from me. Wake up, wake up. Life's notifications kept screaming as she woke me, touching me, infecting me with that love shit. Now I'm sick. Now I'm sick again. She woke me. She woke me, came to me in a dream, opened the door that was closing when she said that she dug me, woken me a part of me that was dying as she woke me.
Yesterday my nigga had told me his brother died. A day before that his homeless uncle was cold outside. A week before he seen the cancer in his mother's eyes. 2 weeks before they couldn't pay his rent cause he lost his job. A month before...
I just have one question.
Can I get closer? Closer? A little bit closer? See? From your head to your toes, I will love you so. Oh, 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 oh. Mm-mm. You are more than a wife thing. See you as my life thing. Need you in my life whenever I'm breathing. See if I have a lifeline. Need you here to write mine. Take this pen and please include you in and travel as my equal. Understand I need you. This loving takes me higher, pulls me when I'm tired. You're all that I aspire to please more than the prior. Don't mean no disrespect, but that's what we connect. Yeah. I'm not into sharing. If I'm with you, then I'm there with. We are face to face or some distant place. No. I live to have you closer, warm you when you're cold, or cool you when you're hot, or enjoy every drop. Yeah. Let me be your sweater, I could warm you better. Let me be them jeans, yeah. Kiss for every scene, yeah. And the in-between, yeah. You know just what I mean, yeah. You're more than a dream, girl. You're my everything. From your head to your toe, I will love you so. Gently, baby, I surface would be a disservice. Call you just my woman. See you're more than human. You're more like an angel. Fly from every angle. From top to your bottom. Curvy like a slalom. Ooh, 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 ooh. Let nature run its course then. Really have no choice when. I see the future clearly whenever you're near me. I'm focused on the after. This is just a chapter. Even though I have ya, really wanna have ya. Happily ever after's what I wanna give you. Where I wanna send you. Okay, now let's continue. You be my piano, I will be your maestro. My fingers will follow wherever. but the notes go. I will set the tempo. If you wanna go slow, baby, we can just grow. But from your head to your toes, I will love your toes. So do it
anything,
anything you need from your head
to your toes,
baby, I will
love you so.
Oh, oh, oh.
Well, 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 once again, you're at the Let's Chill pre-Valentine's Day celebration. Miss VIP, Miss Pearly, are you still in the building?
Yes, we are.
Okay, baby, baby, take your socks off. I got stuck for a minute. I was feeling the effects of the beverage that I've been drinking.
Sure.
Hey, but anyway, ladies, thank y'all for chilling with me up in here tonight. Like I said, I didn't plan on doing a show. I didn't want to do a show. I just wanted to chill, play some music, you know, have a talk with people or whatever, you know, bust it up a little bit and just, you know, do something to allow the night to go past and, you know, smoothness, smooth vibrations, you know. So that's what tonight was all about. So Saturday night, I was free. Scott finished doing some moving. Y'all is killing me. We're going to finish tomorrow. And hopefully I'll be done by Monday. Just on a little bit tomorrow. But, you know, the Super Bowl is, what's the name? So, but, you know, like I said, I was free. So I just wanted to do some musical things up in here and chill with some good people. You know what I'm saying? And I had fun tonight. You know, messing with some of you guys, Paul Sampson, in Divine Inspiration. Yeah, he brought that piece up in here. He said his uterus was leaking. What he said? What was that line?
Don't forget, I know where you live. You haven't completely yet.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was the line right there, you know.
And you know how fast I can drive.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, Ms. Pearly, don't know nothing else. We know that.
Yeah, Miss Pearly came in here flagellating fluids from someone.
Not flagellating.
Whatever words he said. I forgot the worst word. I forgot that what that was about. And Miss VIP also was life draining someone. I forget the piece, the word.
My.
What was the word, Miss Pearly?
Reciprocity.
Reciprocizing people up in here. And so, you know, it was a night of great poetry. You had reciprocity, you had fluid draining, and you had
pulling protein, dreams, vital nutrients.
Holy wet dreams.
I'm sorry, I'm tying my hair up.
You're gonna make me hurt myself. All right, so So you know it's been a great night, and you know we play some music real low. What the hell is this one? I'm gonna play a guitar joint while we talk. I forgot I didn't start this thing at 9 o'clock, so I got time. I really don't want to let y'all go because I'm bored to death packing. It takes my mind away from packing and stuff, you know. If anybody has a few minutes, if you want to say something derogatory towards our station manager or his co-host, John Hatton, if you want to speak ill of David Mott, this is the time to do that. Or if you want to,
I can't do that.
Yeah, if you have anything negative to say about Mojave, this is the time to say it. You know, none of them are here, so it would be great for them to send them the playback of the end of the show where they were talked about. You know, we're going to start with Miss Pearly. Miss Pearly, the mic is yours.
Oh, man, I love all y'all. You know I ain't got nothing to say unless you irritate me.
Yeah, this is not the portion of the show where we talk about love. We're talking about negatory things.
Well, I don't have anything negative to say.
Let me ask you again. Miss Pearly, would you mind saying something negative about the station manager and how he handles Epiphany Radio?
Yeah, he's going to stop getting on my nerves and trying me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying not to cuss.
Do you think that he could use an attitude adjustment?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I almost cried. I almost said words.
Miss VIP, you have anything to say about the way the station manager runs the Epiphany Radio?
I can't call it for real. I can't call it.
You have to say something. We have to stick together on it. You can't come in here ununified.
He
so
needs to stop jumping
the
over
manager?
The table with his dick in his hand. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Oh, what?
Once he starts, he can't stop it. Yeah, he does a lot of dick jumping across the tables. I have noticed that. There's a slight smell as well.
Oh, my.
Miss VIP, your take on it?
Yes, baby. Honey. No, baby, love. I don't know what to say about that.
I forgot after that one. Anybody want to say anything about John, about Mr. J-Rob not knowing what the hell's going on in the event page, I mean, or the chat room? Miss VIP, you can go first.
Baby, it was 200. No matter how it was, it was still 200.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Mojave. If you would like to, has he ever stated his pronoun publicly?
I believe so. I can't remember which one it was, but he did state it. Yeah.
Was it psychopath?
I don't remember. You will get me in trouble.
Did we leave anyone out? Did we leave anyone
out? Mr. Mott.
Oh, David Mott.
Yeah.
No Neck David. Please
stop cussing.
Yeah, and smoking.
Yeah, put them damn cigarettes down and that soda. Leave that soda alone.
Ooh.
All three of them, him, Poetic, and Mojave. Them damn sodas. So sick of that.
Oh, my.
I think personally, if Dave could stop masturbating, he would be in a better situation health-wise. Because I believe it, that's what makes his appetite as great as it is.
Oh, I can see that. Masturbation. Yeah, I'm always hungry after I get my shit off.
Oh, so this is why you have back issues. This is where you get your back issues from.
No, my back issues come from my top issues.
Okay. That's swayed the whole conversation to the right field. I know what you mean. I understand what you mean now, Miss VIP. Well, that was the negative part of the show. We're not going to do that anymore. It was releasing, wasn't it? Did you feel better?
Yes, liberated. Absolutely.
Yes, that's what I like about it. This is the show where at the end you get to talk about people that you care about.
Lots of reciprocity given.
That's right.
No. Did I tell you guys that yesterday I had a booger in my nose?
Did you? What? Was it one of them hard ones that you stuck up
it was
here
a,
to the hair?
It was crispy.
It was
oh,
crispy.
Lord.
Yes, it was good. One of those crispy ones, when you break it off, it goes into like little meteors.
Oh, Lord.
Is it the one that
yeah.
sticks to the hairs and pull the hairs as you're trying to get it out?
Yeah. And
oh,
little piece of it fell off and my bottom lip caught it. But
ew,
I didn't bite down.
You tear up a little bit. Ew.
Yeah, yeah. So I think next week when we do this again, we'll talk about dingleberries for those of you that know what dingleberries
oh,
are.
Lord. I know someone that had a horrible experience with dingleberries all in her face.
Oh, am I the
oh,
only
boy.
One drinking here tonight?
I think so.
It don't sound like
it. When he rolled over on top of it, if it's just duty crumbs.
oh, God, Danielle. Doodle crumbs.
You see, that's a dingleberry
oh
bar.
I know, but
like,
but you know, I use the metaphor.
Baby,
I use the metaphor.
Let me come on, baby, let me marry you. Show you all the love that you
yo, that was disgusting. That was disgusting.
Charlie. And I was just sitting here, flickering my finger and shit, not doing much, sitting on my fucking sofa playing with my tits and shit. And, you know, then I discovered this thing on Blog Talk Radio called the Epiphany Radio and all that. And I said, check out there, what the fuck? You know, they got microphones and shit, and they're doing poetry and spoken word, where you can just call in and do your thing, you know what I'm saying? So I said, shut shit, Chuck Charlie. I called the fuck in, and I just let them have a little piece of what I do, an expression, expressing myself on this damn show and everything. They gave me great reviews of my pieces. They like my poetry, so I continue to call in 7 days a week, from Monday to Sunday and shit, you know, with the Epiphany Radio. Hey, check them out, fuck it. Tell them that fucking Chuck Charlie Charles called, told you to call them. Check them out, Epiphany Radio, for real fucking entertainment network and shit.
Hey, well, that explains it all. You're at Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet, the next phase in online radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is Epiphany Radio. This has been Let's Chill. I've been up in here. I be your boy, For Real, the poet. And I'm up in here with Miss VIP and Miss La Perla Negras. And we wish y'all a happy holiday. It's been fun, ladies. I love you both.
Oh, we
love
you
right
too.
Back.
Thank you, both of you. One to the left, the other to the right. My nipples have been succulated, and I thank you.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you. I like. If you're gonna mess with my nipples, I like them both flagellated at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
No motorboating, flatulating. Okay.
Yeah. Don't slow the engine down. I need you to rev it up. Shababy baby.
Baby.
Y'all have a great and fraudulent night, everyone.
fraudulent.
Whatever. We're just throwing words out. Any kind of word will do. You're poets. You understand what I'm saying. Hey.
Recapitulation.
Here you go. I'm going to need everybody to, I'm going to need everyone except for Paul to burn in hell tonight after the show. And what I mean by that poetically is to have a great night. Okay, that's what we say over here. At Epiphany, we say burn in hell, which means have a great and succulent night. Repetitive.
Oh, boy.
A succession night, yes.
I don't know if I'm glad to be exempted from that or insulted.
I kept you out of that, Paul. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to really burn in hell.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay, I was trying to end the show on a nice note. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to find a song. Okay, yes. So we didn't talk that or negative about Paul. You want to say that for the next one?
Yeah,
I think we should.
Yeah, we do it behind their backs. We don't talk about people that's right here on, at the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We come back.
Yes, we want to send a shout out to Amelia T. Davis and Brother O.
Yeah, Lord.
And somebody's mama. Whoever the hell that is. All right. Once again, you're at Let's Chill, and we've been chilling. And if we ain't say your name, fuck you and feed you beans. Baby, baby.
Oh,
which means which means that we love you.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that right, Miss Pearly?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that means poetically that we love you. So we want to thank you again for coming out, even you, Paul, with your old ass. And we enjoyed your company. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. So.
Yeah. Take your socks off.
Baby, baby. Here's my middle finger. Good night, everybody.
Mwah, peace.
Good night.
God bless.
Вторник, 1 августа. И я не знаю, что мне делать. Да, я посмотрю свои кассеты.
Inside, take off your...